Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Pei Tes. We're starting Pei Ches Amidei is the final line, beginning a brand new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Chaytia get ve'ein imoy ksuva. A lady comes into Bezin, she wants to collect her ksuva. She doesn't bring with her her ksuva. She brings just her get. What happened to the ksuva? So Rashi says, Kasol kadaitach in the Havamina, we're assuming that she says, I lost my ksuva. I don't have it. But I'm certainly geget. Here's my get. Says the Mishnah, goy v'ksuva, so she can go and collect her ksuva based on the get alone. The obvious question is, if she's going to go and collect her ksuba amount based on the get, what stops her after that, a day later, a week later, a month later, taking out her ksuba in another bezin where they don't know her, and she says, here, my ksuba, I want to collect my ksuba. The Yoshim will say, what do you mean, you already collected a month ago? It's not true. You see the ksuba is here, otherwise you would have taken the ksuba. So Mitzvah, we're going to deal with that issue as soon as we start the Gemara. But in the meantime, what our Mishnah tells us is, the get alone is enough for her to go and collect her ksuba.
Does they know the amount that she's collecting? Or is it the default amount?
That's a very good question. So the only amount she'd be able to collect would be the minimum amount, because she can't say 100 or 200, depending if she's an almana or she was a psula the first time that she got married. If, however, she says that the ksuba says $1 million, you got to prove that. Where's the ksuba?
How could she ever claim 200? You can say from your ksuba that you were a psula when I married you.
There's been witnesses that she came with the various veils and whatever.
Okay. Yotze behinuma.
Right.
That's not the issue. The Neil's point is a very good point. What about the Toises to her? Obviously, if there's no ksuba, you can't collect the Toises. Only thing you get is the minimal amount. If you have no Edim, the minimal amount would be 100. If you have Edim, that you were a psula. Most of the time, of course, most women are married when they're psulas, therefore you get 200. Anyway, Kravik Suvasa. Now we get to the next case. What happens if there's a ksuba but any more get? If there's a ksuba and there is no get together with a ksuba. Now, before we continue on, just going back to the first case again. She brought out a get, the Inim Aksuba. She's going with Tsubasa. What stops her from going into another Bezdin and taking out her get a second time and saying, can't find my Ksuba, sorry, it's lost. What stops her from collecting a second time on the same get? So Rashi later on is going to tell us, and we're going to see this in the Gemara, they're going to tear up the get, so she cannot collect a second time with that get. She says, I lost my ksuba. Okay, you lost it. But she collected based on the get, we're going to go and tear the get up. And then the Gemara is going to ask at the end of today's blot, what happens if she says, but I want to remarry, if you're going to go and tear up my get? All of these issues in Nechem are going to be dealt with at the Gemara, as we'll see shortly. So on to case number 2. Ksuba v'eini maget. She comes to the Bezin and she only has a ksuba and she does not have her get. So then the Bezin says, nu, what happened to you, lady? Is your husband still alive? Yes. Nu, so why are you coming for your ksuba? Because unfortunately he gave me a get. Nu, where is the get? I can't find the get. He oimeres avat giti, I lost it. Vu oimer avat choivri. He says, you know the reason why you're not bringing the get is because I already paid you on the get and we already tore up the get. Nu, so now, how are you going to go and prove that you already paid? He said, because I have my shoiver. Where is the shoiver? Ovid shoivri. Shoiver means a receipt. I can't find it. Just like she can't find the get, he can't find the shoiver. Oh, we just spoke about a pruzbal a few moments ago. Balchoiv comes into his other, in other words, the malga comes to the loiver. Schmidt, the year has passed. The Malva says to the Loive, Nu, you haven't paid on your Chayv. And the Loive says, well, you know, Schmidt is Meshavet. Yeah, but I have a Prusval. No, where is the Prusval? Anywhere Prusval. I can't find the Prusval. In these cases, Elu Lo Yipar. Here they cannot go and collect. When she brings her Ksuba without the get, and she says, I lost the get, we don't allow it to collect. Why not? Yomar Mitzvah will address that shortly. The final case of the Mishnah, Shem Gamliel Oimer, Minasakana Ve'elach. Minasakana Ve'elach means, in those times where unfortunately the local governments made terrible gezeiros against the Jewish people, that they were not allowed to go and perform their religion, and therefore Mameli you can have a ksuba, because ksuba was considered to be a financial document as opposed to a religious document. However, a get is clearly a religious document. Is zuntai, you're welcome. And the same thing applies to a prosbul. A prosbul is also a religious document. So therefore, being that that's the case, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, from that time and on, Isha goi ksuvasa shalei beget. She can go and collect a ksuba without a get. She has to bring her ksuba, but she doesn't have to bring her get, because as soon as they gave the get, they would immediately go and tear it up, burn it, so that nobody could go and claim that they're performing their religion. Now, what religion? What are you talking about? Ksuba, that's already a financial document. We also would believe him that he had a prosbul, and that prosbul was also, Rashi says, it was burned, and that's the reason why you don't find the prosbul. But you can believe him, he said that he had a prosbul, that he can go and collect on that basis, because you're not allowed to hold on to religious documents.
Wouldn't there be also Edim with all these events?
Yeah, then we're going to talk about the Edim as well. Look at the last two lines of the Gemara. Kishein Sham, you see? Kishein Sham?
Yep.
Eidei.
Gerushin.
You see? Baruch Hashem, you're really on top of it. So, we start the Mishnah again. The first line of the Mishnah was that she took out a get, and she did not have her ksuba. She can still collect her ksuba. The Gemara is bothered by an obvious question. If she was able to go and collect the first time without a ksuba, what stops her from coming in the next time without a ksuba and saying, or for that matter, what stops her the next time from taking out the ksuba? Because all Rashi said was, "Bo'imeres ovet shtar ksubasi." I can't find it. I can't find my ksuba. I looked high and low upstairs in the attic in my safe deposit box. I just can't find the ksuba. So what do I do in the search? So the Bezin said, okay, we'll pay her based on the get. But what happens if a week later or 2 months later she comes in with a ksuba? She found the ksuba. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Who stops her from collecting a second time? So you'll say, well, the rabbis will remember. What happens, says Rashi, if she goes to Beidina Achrina? After all, here in New York today, we have quite 10 or 20 different Bezins. And theoretically, you can have a million Bezins, because just any three rabbis get together, you already have a Bezin. Just like Brother Shai brought together a Bezin today for the annulment of the vows. Okay, these are not the three chief rabbis, but they're three people for the Bezin. So says the Gemara, what stops her from taking out the ksuba in a week or a month? In other words, maybe she had her ksuba all along and she was, Rashi says, lirume ma'arma. She was just fooling us by saying she cannot find the ksuba. She had the ksuba, and she brought out her get, and she collected once, like it said in the Mishnah, goy the ksuba. So now she's going to go and take out the ksuba for the first time, and say, here's my ksuba, I want to get paid. And she'll go and collect a second time. Says the Gemara, the only way to prevent something like that would be that after she receives her ksuba, she has to hand over a shoiver. Shoiver is a receipt to her former husband, or in the case of Chas V'Shalom, we're talking about the husband passed away, you give it to the Yorishim. We're not talking about Yorishim, we're talking about a get, but you'll see in Mi'at Hashem shortly. Anyway, says the Gemara. So the only way to prevent this recurring would be if she gives a shoiver. Shema mino kois and shoiver. The chayyim from this we see that there is a rule that you write a shoiver. The ein kois and shoiver leichish tilma mafkelo the ksubasa the gaviyaba. Today she collected without her ksuba. Next week, next month she'll collect with her ksuba because she had her ksuba all along. What prevents that? The only thing that prevents that is giving a shoiver. The problem is, says the Gemara, that we have a machloikis elsewhere, whether or not we write out a shoiver. It's not the main source of the machloikis is Rashi's in Baba Basra. What's the reason with what's the problem of writing a shoiver? In the good old days, the mice love to go and eat shoivers, especially when it said receipt at the top, the mice would attack it and attach themselves to it, and there wouldn't be any shoiver left. So what did a person have to do? A person had to go and keep his shoiver in safekeeping. And normally, who's the one that is writing out the shoiver? It's the lender that got paid. He's going to go and give to the borrower a shoiver. The borrower usually is any way of kahak tzuris. Kahak tzuris means he's having all types of financial problems, and that's the reason why he had to go and take a loan in the first place, and that's why he had to squeeze together every last penny to be able to go and pay off the loan. And now you're going to tell him that he has to worry about a shoiver, he has to worry about a receipt. He's a little bit, you know, I don't want to say spaced out, but it's going to be
tumult.
It's a tumult. Good. And therefore we're afraid that he's going to lose his shaiver. So to go and prevent that, there is a mandioma that holds you don't write out a shoiver, so he shouldn't have to worry about protecting the shoiver minu achbarim from the mice. So you're going to tell me, no, so how are you ever going to protect this fellow from having to pay a second time if you're not going to give him a receipt? You're going to take the original note and tear it up. So, although the Gemara doesn't get into this at length, but basically what the Gemara is telling us is, anytime you have a borrower and a lender, you have a note. And now the, Baruch Hashem, the borrower paid on his note. There are two ways of preventing a second collection on that note. First way is you tear the note up, and then you won't be able to go and collect on the note again. The second way is to go and give the borrower a receipt. So even if a note is taken out, I have a receipt, I paid already, so nothing to talk about. Machloik is whether or not which one of those two methods is better. Says the Gemara, Lahalacha, says Rashi, Kaimulon Kimandi Omar, Ein Koisvin Shoiver. We do not write out receipts, so that the borrower shouldn't have to go and have that duty or headache or burden to go and be Shoiver Minu Achbar. Now, in our Mishnah, we're telling us that you have no choice, you have to go and write a Shoiver. Why do you have to write out a Shoiver? Because since she is collecting based on her get without a Ksuba, the idea of going and tearing the Ksuba up and throwing in the garbage so she shouldn't be able to collect again is impossible. She says, I can't find my Ksuba. If you can't find the Ksuba, that means you're going to go and write out a Shoiver. If you're going to go and write out a Shoiver, Kaimulon the Enkois Vim Shoiver. And that's the Boris Kasha.
Can you write on the get that this, that the Ksuba was paid?
You're raising a very good issue. And Rashi says that he used to go and tear the get up so that we shouldn't be able to collect a second time on the get. So now if you're saying to yourself, then how is she going to collect a second time? She'll take
out find her.
So if you look at the Rashi Shema Mina, right after the Mishnah, right, 6-7 lines before the wide lines. Got that? Shema Mina. Get. Since we allow her to go and collect the ksuva just by showing the get, we're not worried about that. Maybe she's trying to cheat and deceive. What would be that deception that she would go and take out the ksuva in a second bezdin? And now she's going to go and collect, not based on the get that she is a divorcee, but she's going to wait until her husband dies, her former husband dies, and then she'll collect the second time with her ksuba as an almana. Loimar, she'll say, loy miskarash, what are you talking about? What get, shmet, I don't know what you're talking about. My husband died and I have my ksuba. So now you're going to say, well, why does Rashi talk about that? Why didn't just Rashi say that even if he didn't die, she's going to try to go and collect the second time? So tomorrow, v'le nefrati, davari b'teris gerusha lehadra gavya. As a gerusha, she won't be able to collect the second time. Da karina legita, like we said before, because we're going to tear the get up. So then, Ari Bazoi, how is she going to try to collect the second time? Based on the ksuva b'loy get. Chihadra mafka ksuvasa b'loy get. Tanan mas nisen. That was the next case in the Mishnah. Ksuba without a get. Hari elo yuparu. So I don't have to worry about that issue. But what issue I do have to worry about is, umiyu havalon amechish, she'im tamtin achiyomus, the tigva, the traitor salmana. What happens if eventually her husband's going to die? I mean, eventually everybody passes away. And then she'll come back to Bezin, a different Bezin. This could be a year later, or 5 years, or 20 years later. Oyan almana nebuch, my husband just passed away. Since we're not worried about that, Shmamina Koisvin Shoiver Al Karcha Shoiver. Well, we gotta go write a Shoiver. But Yochel Hashmet Atzmer Loimar Loi Epara Achetach Mishtari. He cannot go and say, I'm not going to pay until you give me back the ksuba. Maybe she's going to go and take it out. Don't worry, you just pay, and we're going to write out a shoiver for you, and you're going to hold on to the shoiver. Uplutti bebov abaser v'kaim lin kaman diomer. Ain kois, we don't write out a shoiver. The shemishim tizetzer chlishmor shoiver menach barim. We don't want to put an extra burden on the borrower, in this case on the husband, that he has to go and worry about the shoiver menach barim. So that being the case, freiti mara lechoy, there is no other eitz in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says she only took out a get and she didn't take out a ksuba. Fine. We're going to pay her a ksuba. We're going to tear up the get. Great. But what about the fact that now she said she lost the ksuba, and tomorrow, miraculously, she's going to find the ksuba, and she didn't want to collect a second time. So you're going to say, okay, ksuba v'eini more get, says the next part of the Mishnah, we're not going to let her collect a second time without the get. Fine. She'll wait a year or 2 years, 5 years. Her former husband passes away. I'm a now an almana, and I'll collect on the ksuba. The only way the chayyim to protect all of this is to write out a shoiver. Ay, kaim olon de ein koisvin shoiver. That's the worst kasha. It's not a get. Shema mina koisvin shoiver. The ein koisvin shoiver. If you don't write out receipts, leichishtum mafkalot kruvasa v'gav yuma. Maybe she'll take out her ksuba and she'll be goiver a second time. Omarav, our mishnah tumah b'mokim she'ein koisvin ksuba skinon. There were different mekaymais. Some places they wrote out a ksuba, and some places they didn't write out a ksuba. What about those places that they did not write a ksuba? They relied on the takanas bezdin. That bezdin was mesakin that every single young lady, when she gets married, if she's a psula, she gets 200. If she is a ba'ula, she gets 100. And therefore, they didn't have to write out a ksuba. Of course, you wouldn't get the benefit of a tosefes ksuba. You're right. But bottom line is, she'd be able to go and collect a ksuba even without a piece of paper, and those mekoymois, she'ein koisin ksuba askina. Ushmul Omar. Okay, so therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, the concern that she is going to produce the ksuba tomorrow or next week or next year to try to collect it, you don't have to worry. She doesn't have a physical ksuba, so she's not going to be able to go and present it for collection. So the Chayyur Rav's teretz is a very easy teretz. And therefore you don't have to go and write out a shoiver, because she cannot possibly collect a second time based on a non-existent ksuba. Ushmul Amar, Ava Mokim Shekoisvin ksuba. Our Mishnah is talking about, yeah, even though it's a regular place where they did write out a ksuba. If that's the case, so we're back to square one. Ule Shmuel Koisvin Shoiver. Are you telling me, Kondi Shmuel, that we do write a Shoiver? Didn't we say the Gemara says in Bava Basra Kaimalan, Ein Koisvin Shoiver, because of the Achbarim? But the Chayyur there's no choice over here. Because if you're telling me it's a Mokam Shekoisvin Ksuba, what stops her from taking out the Ksuba at some time in the future to collect a second time? The only way is, give a Shoiver. So is the Chayyur that you write a Shoiver? The way I understand Shmuel, the way he learns our Mishnah, is that it could be talking about either case. And therefore, the Malkum She'ein Koisfin, if you're talking about a case where they did not write out ksuvas, the Omar, and the husband said, even though the general custom was not to write ksafti, I did, however, write a ksuvah. Why did he write a ksuvah? Perhaps because he, in fact, added a tosefes, which you otherwise wouldn't have a record of. Or it could be simply because they needed one more kibud under the chuppah. Somebody has to write a ksuba. If you don't write out a ksuba, then nobody can read a ksuba. You can't read a non-existent ksuba. So they write out a ksuba, so somebody should have a kibud. In some places in Eretz Yisrael, I believe in Yerushalayim, they even sign the ksuba under the chuppah, and they call up the eidim. Presumably that's a reason to go and give two more public kibbutim. Oh, Bianca Smith and Beryl Jones, they're getting the kibbut of signing the ksuba under the chuppah. So, he did write at a ksuba after all. The Omar Kasafti is Nochem Mokim She'en Koisin, the Omar Kasafti. And the husband said, I did write a ksuba. So, when the lady comes into Bezin, she only has her get, and she doesn't have her ksuba. So the bezin says, Nunu, husband, why don't you go and pay? After all, don't tell me she doesn't have a ksuba. This is the chamokam she'ein koisin ksuba. But the husband says, Kasafti, it's taka true, the general minag is not to, but I did write out a ksuba. Says Shmuel, says Rav Onan, all of the Havirai, the burden of proof that there is a written ksuva is on him. Because since he is going against the normal chazaka, the normal minhag, you said that you wrote a ksuva, prove it, mister. If you can't go and prove it, she'll be able to go and collect. And therefore, b'mokim shekoisin, now if it's the other way around, where the general custom is to write out a ksuva, that's what Shmuel was saying, that the Mishnah is talking about, b'mokim shekoisin ksuva, b'mokim shekoisin, the Umra, and now the Bezdin addresses the young lady, Nu, where is your ksuva? And she says, not like Rashi said. Rashi says, Kosol Kataitach, that was the Havamina. She says, like possibly, even though the general minig was to write a ksuva, to go and save expense, or for whatever reason, my husband didn't write a ksuva, and I'm just relying on the normal Tanai and Takanas Bezdin to go and get a ksuva. Then Allah Habiraya. Now she has to go and prove her case that he did not write a ksuva, and that's why she's collecting without the benefit of ksuva. And Rashi says, and therefore our Mishnah is talking about a case where she in fact brought proof that he did not write out a ksuva. Oh, since we're talking about a case where he didn't write a ksuva, so it's basically the same teretz as Rav. I don't have to worry that you're going to take out a ksuba subsequently, because she had the burden of proof, and she established to the satisfaction of the Bezdin that no ksuba was written, and therefore she was able to go and collect on her get alone.
How could she prove a negative like that?
That there was no ksuba?
Yeah.
That there were two witnesses that came, and we were at the chasana, and we heard the whole mass of matan that the Rav said, no, let's go and fill out the ksuba, I have the form
over
here.
Okay.
We're not writing a ksuba, no, that's a... In our family, we have a minig that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't write on it. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so she has to have the burden of proof, and Rashi says she established with the burden of proof that in fact Shivi arrived, she caused the blood that he didn't write on it. Anyway, getting back to Gemara, so now we have answered our original kasha. Our original kasha was, we can bring a ride from our Mishnah Koisin Shoiver, because otherwise, what stops her from taking out the Ksuba tomorrow? So Rav said, because it's a Mokum She ain't Koisin Shoiver, so she can take out the Ksuba tomorrow. And Shmuel said, I have a Mokum She Koisin Ksuba. But the way Rav Onan answered the Mishnah is, Einachanami, it's talking about a Mokum She Koisin Ksuba. However, she is established to the satisfaction of the Bezin that her husband did not write out a ksuva, even though it's a mokum she koisvin, but he didn't write one. Oh, so if he didn't write one, then you don't have to worry about that she's going to take out the ksuva tomorrow, because she already established a burden of proof that she doesn't have one. Says him of the Afrav Hodebe. Rav also changed his mind, not in terms of the lumdis, but in terms of how to interpret our Mishnah. The Omer Rav, Bein Memokim Shekoisim, Bein Memokim She'ein Koisim. That in fact, our Mishnah could be talking about both cases, just like Rav Onan said according to Shmuel, it could talk about both. But now I have a problem. If it's talking about Memokim She'koisim, Oivazoi, what stops her from bringing in the Ksuba tomorrow, or next week, or next year, to collect a second time? Don't you have a ride, the Koisim, Shoivar? The Gemara comes up with something very, very novel. The Rav says, to go and collect a ksuba, you have to have two pieces of paper. You have to have a get, and you have to have a ksuba. With the get, you're goy v'ikr. If you only bring in the get alone, you get your ikr. Ikr means you get your meya or masai. If you bring in the ksuba, you get your toisefis, goy v'toisefis. The chalaroitz elahashiv yovav yashiv. Rav says now with a certain degree of confidence, based on this new chidush, this new principle, and for all the kashas on our Mishnah, because this is the way to understand our Mishnah. So when you get back to the beginning of the Mishnah, you know how much you're goyva? You're only goyva the ikr meaning the meya or masai. What about the next case in the Mishnah? The Gemara is going to ask momentarily, if that's the case, if she brought out a ksuba v'eini maget, why is she not able to go and collect the tosefes without collecting the ikar? In other words, it's ein muktam ucha b'tayr. You don't have to have the get and then the ksuba. Each one is an independent obligation. The get itself, you get your ikar. meya or masayim. The ksuba alone, you get the tzisetas. You want to get both, you have to present both the get and the ksuba. There are a lot of, the obvious first kasha would be, that's all good if a chas v'shalom, a person gets a get. What happens if her husband passes away? When, how are you going to go and get the ikr then? Oh, so you can get the ikr based on the ksuba alone. So why can't you do that also by get? Mention we're going to address all of these issues as we go through the game. So now, so let's go on to the second case. We've pretty much exhausted the first case. And we started off, it's talking about either b'makim she'ein koisim ksuba, or Shmuel said, b'makim she'koisim ksuba, but she established to the court's satisfaction that they didn't write out a ksuba in that particular situation. Or according to Rav, Rav says, doesn't matter, your ksuba, nish ksuba, on basis of the get alone, you're going to get your meyam asayim, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says goyim v'ksuvasa. Zokti Gemara. Let's go to the next case of the Mishnah. Tanan says in the Mishnah on the top line, ksuba v'eini mo get. What happens if she only brings out the get, the ksuba without a get? So the Gemara just repeats word for word. He oimer is ovet get. I don't have my get. I lost it. Vu oimer ovet shoyver. He says, no, I want you to know she already got collected once. She already collected once. And they tore up the get as a result, like Rashi said, and that's why she doesn't have her get. And you're going to go and tell me, but then we would have issued a shoiver to you. You did issue a shoiver, or the other dozen issued a shoiver, but unfortunately I lost it. They do not get paid. If the lady comes with a ksuba without a get, she does not receive paid. So let's understand why. Although Shmuel said in the Reisha of the Mishnah, it could be talking about both Mokim Shekoisin and Mokim She'en Koisin. In this case, Shmuel will agree it's Mokim She'en Koisin. That you did not, the normal Minig HaMokim was not to write out a get. So, I'm sorry, not to write out a ksuba. Thank you. Not to write out a ksuba. And in fact, the second case of the Mishnah is a follow-up on the first case of the Mishnah, where the lady initially comes in with a get, without a ksuba. The husband was protesting and saying, even though this is a mokum she'en koisin, but you remember, I wrote a ksuba. Bring your ksuba. She said, no, it's not true. You didn't write a ksuba. He was not able to find two edim to prove his case that he wrote out a ksuba. So, he had to go and pay. Koyvi ksubasa, like he said in the Mishnah. The Omer Kesafti. The Omrinan lay, I see Raya. We told him initially in the first case, no, bring a Raya. And he wasn't able to bring a Raya. Vilei Maisi Raya, Omrinan lay Zilpare. Since he was not able to go and bring a Raya, we told him, you gotta go and pay. Ah, so now, as a follow-up, if she now brings an Iksuba, he says to her, you see, I said I wrote out Iksuba for you. I already paid you. Since she no longer has her get, because Rashi said, we tear up the get. And since she comes in with her ksuba, and the husband said, remember I told you so, that I paid your ksuba. And in fact, the bezin at that time gave me a shoiver. Unfortunately, I can't find the shoiver. So that's why the second case of the Mishnah says, she's not able to go and collect, because it's a mokum she'en koisin. The only way that she brings in her ksuba is because the husband said, yo, I wrote tak a ksuba, but because then she already got paid the first time, she can't get paid the next time by saying, no, it's not true, I didn't get paid, I just can't find my get. Ooh. Young lady, you remember what happened last time, you said that you don't have a ksuba because the mokish ain't got a ksuba. The husband said he did, and now you find the ksuba, you're not going to get paid a second time, by the yipar. So then, the two parts of the Mishnah work nicely. El Rav. Let's go back to Rav. Remember, Rav said that each one of the two documents is on its own. The Ikr Legavia, at this point in time, when she only brings the ksuba and she doesn't bring the get, the only thing that she can go and collect is the Tosefet. She can't get the Ikr. Ikr, you have to bring it again. No, Tosefet is me a Tigris, so why shouldn't she go and collect the Tosefet? What's the problem? Omer Yosef, my skin, Kisha'in Shom, Eide Gerishin. It's talking about that there is no proof that in fact she is geget at all. maybe they are still husband and wife, and maybe she's trying to just go and pull a fast trick and deception to try to collect her ksuba, but husband is still alive, obviously he's here, and she doesn't have a get, and they were not get at all, and there are no eidei gerushin, no eidim. Says the Gemara, migui to yochel meimer, the husband can go and say, lo girashtia, I'm not going to pay her ksuba, we're still married, and therefore I'm not going to pay her neither the ikker nor the tesefet. Yochel meimer girashtia menasati lo ksuvasa. Based on that, he can go and say with a migui that in fact, yes, I taka did give her a get, and I already gave her entire ksuba. Yeah, but normally you only go and pay a ksuba based on the presentation of the ksuba. That's when you get your tesefet. Amos. However, the migui that I have, that I never gave her again in the first place, she cannot prove otherwise. She doesn't have a get. She doesn't have eidei gerushin. With that, she has a migui. He has a migui, therefore he doesn't have to pay anything. Is that taka pshat the Mishnah? I'm going to tell you safer. Let's continue on the safe of the Mishnah. The next case, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Minisakon ve'ilach isha goy v'ksivosa shaloi beget. Ubal choyv can go and collect shaloi v'pruzbo. Now, obviously, how can she possibly collect if she doesn't have a get? Mujduch zayin b'dike eide gerishin askina. Dileke eide gerishin b'maikavya. She doesn't have the piece of paper.
She has no evidence whatsoever then.
Exactly, she has no evidence. Since it's a shasa sakana, there are no more gittin in the world. All the gittin were given and immediately burned, immediately destroyed. So, Ibazoi, how is she ever going to go and prove that she's get? It must be with eide gerishin. So Al Korcho, the Mishnah must be talking about Eidei Gerushin. So how are you going telling me that the previous case of the Eidei Maget is talking about that there were no Eidei Gerushin? It must be talking about Eidei Gerushin, otherwise the whole Mishnah doesn't stem. Says the Gemara, you have a good point. We're going to go and take the final two cases of the Mishnah, in other words, that middle case of the Ksuv Eidei Maget, and we're going to combine it with Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Ksuv Maxim Achitai. And we repeat the Mishnah once again. In the case where she brought in a ksuba without a get, Hari Elu Lo Yiparu, don't pay on the ksuba alone. Why? Like we said in the Omer Aleph, the Medvar Murim, Kishain Shom Eide Gerish. Since she has no Eidim, and since she has no get, so the husband has a bigui that we're not even divorced, and therefore I'm not going to pay your ksuba. Avigation Eide Gerishin, Avadagavya Tisefes. Then she'll be able to collect her tosefes based on the ksuba alone. Rav lishitosoi, if you only have the ksuba, you don't have the get, fine, you collect the tosefes. The ikar, you want to go and collect the ikar, meaning the meo masayim, imav ki get gavya. If you ever find and bring your get into bezin, you'll be able to collect. V'lo imav ki get alay gavya. And if you don't find your get, and you can't find it, then you won't be able to collect. However, in later years, when unfortunately there was a sakana, and they destroyed all of the gittin, Rashi said they burned them, also gavya, then you can go and collect as well, based on the fact that there are eidei gerushin, like the Gemara said. Right? The middle of Ancient, Aviyeshim eidei gerushin, gavi tesefes. The ikar you can't get unless you present the get. It's a kind of eilach. You can't present the get, so you can go and be goyva, not only the tosefes, but even the ikar, based on the ksuba, together with the eid. Shem Gamliel Omer, it's a kind of eilach. You should go ksuba, so you should let me get about five, you should let me get about. So with this, we have concluded the discussion of the Mishnah, but now we're going to ask Kashis on Rav and Shmuel, based on their individual halachas, and the way they explain it. So, Amr le Rav Kahana, Ravasi le Rav. Lidi docha kunit you Rav, the Amos. Get goyve ikar. And how are you going to go get the tesefes from the ksuba? Fine. What happens? You have every almanim and nisuim in my gavya. How is she going to go and collect the ikar of that you would normally get with a get? There is no get over here. She's an almana. Then the husband passed away. So, how is she going to go and collect her ikar? Says Yomar, very simple. Be'ed and misa. She's going to come into Bezin. They're going to say, where's your get? I'm not your get. So why are you collecting your ksuba? Because my husband passed away. How do you know that your husband passed away? I got to weigh them over here. Yankel and Beryl, they both are testifying that the husband passed away. Okay. Frank Yomar, the Dilma, I'm sorry, the Lechish Dilma Girsha, Umavka the Gitta, the Gavya Bey. Yomar is asking what we discussed briefly on the Amid Aleph. What stops her from collecting twice? Meaning, She unfortunately was taki giget. She was divorced. When was she divorced? A year ago, 5 years ago. And already at that time, she already collected.
Right.
And now her husband passed away, and she wants to collect a double dipper a second time. And she's going to go and say, I have Eide Misa that my husband died. So I'm going to go and collect, based on the Eide Misa, she's going to go and collect her Iker Ksuva based on the Eidim, and she's going to be able to collect the Iker of the Ksuva also based on the Get. Where's the Get? The Get, either she already used the Get and it was ripped up, or the other way around. She held on to the Get, the husband passed away, she collected once based on the husband's Ptira, and then a year later she takes out the Get and says, oh, I never got my Ksuva, you see, I have my Get here. Don't, you don't have to give me the Tesefis. The Tesefis I got already. Yeah, the Ksuva, that was paid. But I never got my Iker. Of course, each time she goes into a different Bezdin, or could be talking about a place like New York, you have a million people. Bezdin doesn't remember every person that's come in over the last 5 years. But anyway, a separate Bezdin is much simpler. So, aren't we concerned that she's going to be able to collect twice, both on the Get and on the Almana, the fact that her husband passed away, her former husband passed away. Everything where Yishev is Tachas Bala. What means Yishev is Tachas Bala? So says Rashi, you know when we're going to allow an Almana to go and collect on her Ksuba, if the Bezdin recognizes that at the time, I guess you'd have to bring Edom, unless they knew because they are local citizens and everybody knows each other. Otherwise she's going to have to go and prove to the benefit of the court that in fact she was living with her husband until he passed away. In other words, not a situation where she was already divorced a year ago or 5 years ago, and now her husband passed away, and now she wants to collect twice. But rather, the only time we'll allow it to go and collect based on Eide Misa, if at the same time we have Eide more the best that knows that she was still living with her husband until a week ago, until a month ago, until last.
We're afraid that she was divorced. That's what we're bekoshe. That she was divorced and collected on the basis of her get. Wouldn't you say that has a call? Callie, so people would know.
Because there's property involved.
Yeah, you think that would be
unlikely.
Things are unlikely for sure. But the Gemara is asking, since Rav has established a new chiddush, that you want to go and collect your Iker Ksuba. You don't collect based on the Ksuba. You get it based on the get. Okay, so if she's divorced and she hands over the get, she gets her Iker Ksuba. But what happens if she's Nebuch and Alma? Okay, he gets it based on Eide Misa. Oh, so you go and collect, even without a document, the Iker Ksuba just on Eide Misa. So what stops her from collecting Eide Misa that her husband never passed away? And then what happens if she had already been a divorcee a year earlier, 6 months earlier? 5 years earlier, whatever, and she still has her get, she's going to present her get. I want to get paid.
Yeah, I'm just saying there should be a call, but maybe not.
So the Morris Teretz, Yishevus Tachas Bala, it doesn't say how we know, it's just that we know for a fact, says Rashi, look at Rashi on the fourth line, Yishevus Tachas Bala, Ein Almona Goivik Suvasa, Elim Ke Makirin Oisa, we know this lady, Shemashas Misasa, Yishevus Tachas, how do we know? Eidim, they knew. Kol, the Eidim knew them personally. I mean, the Bez knew them personally. Whatever. Yeah, they're arguing until they got to the Beis HaChaim, right? Until they got to the Levaya. But the point is, we knew that they were married until 5 minutes ago. So if we don't have to worry. Maybe in fact the same day that he passed away he gave her get in the morning and then he passed away in the afternoon. Sorry?
He
didn't want to fall to Ibam. So therefore we have a situation where
she didn't collect with a get.
She got a get, even though she had time to collect on it yet.
And the whole Oilam thought Yeshev is tachtov, because who would have imagined the guy that get this morning? Who would have thought so? Now, when I learned the Gemara, I learned like you, the reason why I gave the get is to go and prevent her from having a Yibam problem. However, L'choira, we see in the Gemara, it's talking about a situation where there was no Yibam issue. Because the whole problem that we're concerned about is you're going to collect the second time, who you're going to collect from the Yorshim of the husband. Now, who's the husband's Yorshim? Typically children. If he had children already, then there wouldn't be a din of Yibam. So you're going to go and tell me, in fact, the father, there could be the father, and the grandfather, and the uncles, and the brothers, and the others. Anyway, in such a case, what the husband should have done is, he should have called together whoever the Yorshim are, whether they're children or brothers or whatever, and he should have told them, Reboisai, I'm giving her a get, and unfortunately it must have been Samach L'Misa, so he probably felt that Misa is on the way, and maybe Taka because of the concerns of Yibam. Anyway, so the fact that he didn't go and tell the Yorshim in advance, I want you to know that this is a situation, make sure you don't have to go and pay a second time, it's his own fault that he didn't make proper monetary precautions by instructing the Yorshim about what's likely to happen. So, he himself, if you will, dug his own grave. Freitimar, that's all very good by Amonamin Nisun. Amonamin Eirisin Amai Gavya. Because remember, we said by Amonamin Eirisin, we have the issue of Yeshevet. Amonamin Nisun will be able to prove that Yeshevet Tachtav. But here the Gemara says, I don't have a Yeshevet Tachtav because they didn't live together. So Amonamin Eirisin Amai Gavya, how is she going to collect the Yemabei Demis? Because after all, she doesn't have a get. Veleichesh Dilma Girsha, Umafki Gita, Begavya. Maybe she's going to take out the get and try to collect a second time. So by the Nisun we gave a good teretz, Yeshevet Tachas Bala. Here she's not Yeshevet Tachas Bala. So in Bazoi, what will be her proof? So Tiyan Bambokim Tuli, Efshir, Kosvin and Shoiver. Even though, according to the Mandi Omar, which is the way we paskin on the Omar Aleph, the Kaimulon, that we don't write Shoiver, that's when you have another Eitzah. If you have no other Eitzah, then of course you go and write out a Shoiver. What do you mean that you have no other Eitzah? If you have a document which reflects the requirements of payment, then instead of giving a shoiver, tear up that document. Anytime you have a balchoiv, you have a creditor and debtor situation, instead of having to issue a shoiver to the borrower to prove that he paid, tear up the note. You won't be able to collect a second time. Over here you have a ksuba, go and tear up the ksuba. The problem is that according to Rav, you don't collect based on the ksuba, the ikar. You only give the tesefis. The ikri you have to go and collect based on a get. But by Misa, there is no get. There's only a de Misa, says Yimara. So what do you do by Almanim and Erisin if in fact there was a get? She's going to go and collect twice. Once an a de Misa, once a get. Oh, completely Evshe, Kuzvin and Shoiver. To prevent from such situations. Everybody agrees that under those difficult circumstances, yes, we do write out a Shoiver after all. And I'll bring you right. Feel like Tei Mahachi. Forget about a get. Anytime you have Nebuch and Almana, what stops her from going and collecting her Ikr Ksuva multiple times by going to multiple Batei Dinim? Either by taking out the same Edemisa going to Bezin A.
100 people sometimes.
Exactly.
You could have 50 times, different pair
of you could have had a Leviah and there were 500 people in the Leviah, and you can have Edem coming in, you know, every single day in a different Bezin saying, yeah, we know for sure we were the Leviah. I was one of the people that was carrying the coffin. I was one that held the Hespit. So, what are you going to do in those situations? Avada, Levadi Makim Duli Avshah, because we need Shoiva. For sure, you write a Shoiva under those circumstances. Put two dots, Nushtikah. The Gemara just had a discussion about Almanim and Erisin. Who even says that you give a ksuba by an Almanim and Erisin? Were they masakin a ksuba by Erisin? Maybe they're only masakin ksuba by Nisuin. So Omalim Akshisha Bereid Rav Chizva Rav Ashi. Almanim and Erisin mean non listen ksuba. How do you even know? Where did you find that Gemara, Mishnah, Braisa, anywhere that says that Almanim and Erisin even gets a ksuba? So tomorrow, Elin Miha, maybe from the following Mishnah, a Mishnah we learned already a while ago. Nisarm lo ein nizgar shemenu min eirisim min anisuin. Oh, it says Nisarm lo ein nizgar shemenu eirisim min anisuin. Goy v'sakoil. She goes and collects everything. What are we talking about? We're talking about a situation where, unfortunately, there was an early passing. The passing of the husband took place already. Nebuch min ha'erisin. And she has a ksuba. There was a discussion in that Mishnah. Can she go and collect when the second wide line, Mendi and the Amid Bey? Can you go and collect everything? Or if Lozman Azari says, no, the reason why he gave the Tosefes ksuba was Almanas Lekoinsa. He wanted to consummate the marriage.
Right.
The marriage was never consummated. So don't go and give the Tosefes, only go and give the Ikr ksuba, which is the Meir Masai. So Zok the Mishnah, it's a machloikis in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, Goy v'sakal. So what do I see from this before we finish off that Mishnah? That there is a ksuba mina erisin, because it says, This Alma is Garsha Mina Erisin, Koivisako, she's collecting her ksuba. So that's your answer. What type of narish question do you ask Mark Shishabred of Chizza? Of course, an Alma Mina Erisin gets a ksuba. Says of Mark Shisha, Nishkaraya, Tilma the Kosovla, even though there is no requirement, there's no Tanai Desin, no Takonas Besin, however, you have a very generous, apparently wealthy bachelor who wants to get married, and he says to the Kala, I'm going to be super gracious, I'm going to go and give you a ksuba min ho'ez. Oh, so then if Yitaka did that, then Zatutana Kama goi v'sakar. Maybe you're going to go tell me, e kosovla my lememra, so then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? If he wrote that, he wasn't required to. He wrote out from the goodness of his heart, a ksuba. Of course, then, but he passed away, then she collects. So what's the chiddush? The Gemara is your chiddush, lafuki min rebelos min azari, the Omar. That's the next man, the Omar, in the same Mishnah. The Omar shalai kosovla ela almanas lekoinza. Here's a shum koinza in the Gemara, Mishnah said before lekoinza. But the point is that, according to rebelos min azari, you don't collect the whole ksuba, you only collect the minimum, the mei omasai. So Zimura, Dekanami, I'll prove to you that that's Taka the Pshat in the Mishnah, that we're talking about a situation where he wrote Alex. It says, according to the Tanakama, she can collect everything. Yamiz Bishlaim in the cause of law. If it's talking about that he wrote a ksuba to her, that's why she can get everything. Meaning not only Meir Masayim, but also the Tzoyzefes. El Yamiz Loi Kosovla, if he didn't write out a ksuba, my Goybisakoil. What Goybisakoil could there be? The maximum that you can go and get based on Tanai Bezin is Manu Masayim with the Islay. You can't get more than that. And therefore, we have no concrete raya from that Mishnah. That Mishnah could very well be talking about that there is no chiyuv of giving a ksuba mina erisin. Here it's talking about that he, from his own free will, wrote out a ksuba. So you want, okay, velatoni Rav Chiya bar Avin. But I have another raya. What's the other raya? Rav Chiya bar Avin learned in the braisa, Yishtri Arusa li oinen v'li metama lo b'chein hi lo yanenes v'li metama lo. We've had this braisa already a couple of times. If chas v'shalom, a person's Arusa passes away, the husband does not have to fizach ba'aninos, because after all, they were never fully consummated husband and wife. They were only oris varusa, no dinim of aninos. If he's a kohen, he should not be metamet to her, even though the Torah says that a husband kohen can be metamet to his wife. That's only a wife with a capital W if she was a nesuah. But not a rusa. Rusa le metamela. V'chein he, in the same thing, is le aninos le metamela. She doesn't have to go ba'aninos after him. And v'li metamaloi, this v'li metamaloi we've had already in the past. What do you mean she shouldn't be metamaloi?
Right,
there's no dinim on a baskoi in the gabi tumma v'tar. So Rashi just says, what we mean to say is she does not have a chiyuv of calling the chevra kadisha and burying the husband because they were only arev arusa, they weren't nosu and nesu. They weren't really ishvish. Now, continues the braisa. Mesa, what happens if she passes away? Eino yarisha. He does not yarshin her from making her nechasim because it was only Oris Varus. Meisu, if he died, goyvik suvasa, then she goes and collects a ksuba. We're talking about Narusa.
Right.
It's a charai from this brisa that one writes out a ksuba even by Erisin. No, Marchisha, you have an answer to your shayla. Where did we find that an Amonim and an Erisin gets a ksuba? You see from this brisa, Chibarav. So if you want nochamu mishkarai, tell me the kosovla. Maybe mitzad ikra din there is no din ksuva. But if you wanted to be gracious, and he wrote one. So then it says goy b'ksuvas. V'chitay mi kosovla ma'ale member. So what's the chiddush? Of course, he wrote one. He wrote one. May say mi yorshe itzrichalei. Since I would have thought that there would be a parallel over here, that if he can go, and when if he passes away, she collects. Then the chayyim, when she passes away,
he collects.
He should also collect. And since we say Mesa Eina Yorsha, I might have thought, no, the Mesa who, then she also doesn't go there. Just like he doesn't collect from her, she shouldn't collect from him. Kamash Mulan, that if he wrote out a ksuba, she does collect after all, even though this seems to be somewhat unbalanced, because if she dies, he doesn't Yarshin, but if he dies, he was gracious, he wrote out a ksuba, she collects the ksuba after all. So
if he didn't write a ksuba, then she wouldn't collect.
So that's what our Gemara is telling us is. We don't have a concrete right that Chomim or Mesakin, a Ksuba by Eris. Omer Nachman Vunabar L'Ravun. L'Rav, the Omer get Goy the Iker. This is what we spoke about at the beginning of the shir. Since we said in the Mishnah that if she just took out a get without a ksuba, goy v'ksuvasa, and Rav said, what means goy v'ksuvasa? She gets her ikr ksuba. No, she's going to leave Bezin without a ksuba. She has her get with her. Rav says, I'm not worried about that she's going to go and collect it twice, the rest of the ksuba. For that, she's going to have to produce the ksuba. Fine. She produces the get, she got her ikr. She produces her ksuba, she gets her tesefes. But what stops her from taking the get and bringing in a second time? And a third time, a beidin achrinah. Like Rashi said in the Mishnah and the Gemara, we're going to go and tear it up. I want to get remarried. You're going to take away my get. What will be my proof? We do tear it up because vinan agabe, and we write on the get itself after it's torn. We write on the margins. Gita danan, this get karanoi, we bezdin went and administered the tearing of the get. Not because it's some problem. The get is part is cushioned. She shouldn't be able to collect a second time based on that get. So therefore, she has her cake and can eat it, which means she gets back her get. She cannot go and collect the second time because it's torn. But on the other hand, she still has proof in case she wants to remarry.
It feels like for the last 80 some pages, we've had Ksuba Min Erusin, and now suddenly we're saying not. I mean, it feels like we come across it many times. There's a Ksuba Min Erusin. I mean,
show me where else we haven't throughout the
year. I know. I will look for
extra credit.
Exactly.
Okay.
All the times we talked about Ksubas, we're talking about Parshat Gavin Nesuin. We want to know whether they were also Masakin to go and write Min Erusin. And L'choy, we have Raya from the Mishnah, from the Bryce, and Marshal Mishkarai. Maybe they were not Masakin.
Talking about he did it.
Okay. Zog the Mishnah. Shnei gitu mishtei ksubais. Goy vishtei ksubais. Now, it's very important to fill in some of the details. When were these written? Rashi explains we're talking about a husband that remarried his first wife. And again, she did not get married to anybody else in between, so you don't have an Isser of Masik Shosem Mishinissis. He divorced his wife and he took her back. Now, each time he went and married her twice, he wrote out a brand new ksuba. Ksuba number one at the time of the first marriage. Unfortunately, the marriage did not last. There was a get. She, however, did not get paid on her get. Now, with getting married a second time, he wrote out a second ksuba, and unfortunately, this marriage also ended with a get. She can go and collect two ksubas on each one of the two marriages. A marriage number one and marriage number two. But it has to be, Rashi says, in a situation where we see that these were separate ksubas because of the separate marriages. And therefore the date of ksuba one was prior to the date of get number one. And the date of ksuba number two was post get number one and pre get number two. So she has two separate notes. It's like two separate halvois, two separate ksubas. She can collect twice. Shtei ksubas v'get echad. Right? As if she has two ksubas and one get. And, says Rashi, the date of both ksubas predate the one get. She has two ksubas, and both of them predate the date of the first get. Oy, ksuba ushnei gitten. Or she has one ksuba, but she was married twice. She has two gitten, but she only has one ksuba. Oy, ksuba v'get umisa. Or, instead of Nebuch the husband giving two gitten, he gave her a ksuba, gave her a get, remarried, didn't give a get because he didn't divorce her the second time. But means when he died. In all of these cases, in a goyva el ksuvacha, she's only going to get one ksuba. I don't understand these last couple of cases by the ksuba shnei gitten or ksuba v'get umisa, why is it she only get one ksuba? Shemegaris ishita v'chzira amenas ksuba l'rishayna amachzira. Although the first case in the Mishnah is talking about that he wrote out separate ksubais for the two separate marriages, but it's not necessary. If the get would have been given and then they intended remarrying very shortly thereafter,
he wouldn't have paid it out.
He wouldn't have paid out the first ksuba.
Right.
So presumably the first case in the Mishnah is talking about that there was some time interval, and therefore first ksuba gave a get. A year later, 5 years later, they decide that they haven't found the pasture is not greener on the other side of the fence.
After all,
exactly. So they remarried, and he gave her a new ksuba without her having to go and collect on ksuba number one. And then, unfortunately, the second marriage didn't last either.
So the seniority of the first ksuba is still in effect.
Exactly.
The kuchos and bottom and everything.
Right. However, the second part of the Mishnah, where it says that there was a ksuba and shnei gittin, or there was one ksuba and a get and a visa, why, in fact, were there not two ksubas if there are two gittin? Says the Mishnah, shemekaris ishta vechzira. Very often, if a person gives a get and then he takes it back shortly thereafter, he says, let's not bother paying out the ksuba and writing a new ksuba. Let's just keep the ksuba intact.
Transaction costs.
Oh, I'm not ksuba rishon, and therefore she only gets ksubachs. So now, let's go back to the second case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off shnei gittin, shnei ksuvas, going to shnei ksuvas. But let's continue on. Shtei ksuvos, the get echad. There are two ksuvas over here, and there is only one get. And both ksuvas predated the date of the get. What does it say in the Mishnah? You can only collect ksuba once. But it's mashma, not that automatically the second ksuba is mavatil the first ksuba. She goes ini mini mini mo. She can go and collect on ksuba one, or she can go and collect on ksuba two.
You got off ksuba one, I would think.
Why?
Because of a sharp bottom.
The karkol.
Very good. So let's see. Ibai b'hai gavi, ibai b'hai gavi. The choyder from the Loshon HaMishnah, which it says eni goyve ksuba achas. It doesn't say eni goyve ela ksuba hashenis. It says you only get one ksuba, that means you have the option, either one. What happens if you have two shtaris? Like in our case, two ksubas. Or for that matter, it could be two shtaris on the same loan. Obviously, it'd have to be clear that the second shtar relates to the same loan, otherwise I would say they're two separate loans. Right. So we know for a fact it's one loan, but the two shtaris, yoytim zechazeh. Says Rav Nachman of Shmuel, bitol sheni es rishon, the second shtar is mavatel the first shtar. That's the reason why they wrote the second shtar to mavatel it. Now, why did they write the second shtar to mavatel it? Because unfortunately, the loyva was really on difficult times, and he wanted to go and borrow more money. And everybody said, you know, all of your karkois are all mishubit on that first note, and therefore there will be nothing to collect from. So the borrower goes to lender. The lender is a wonderful Baal Tzedakah, Baal Chesed, a real nice guy. And he says to him, can you do me a favor? I'm not able to go and collect any more, I'm not able to go and take any more loans. But I'm not asking you for any more money. I just want you to be moichel on all of the shibudim that you have on the lekuchais. Mention, you'll get paid. Don't worry, you know I'm an honest guy. Somehow or other, I'm going to scrape it together. Do me a favor. Let's go and forget about the first note. We're going to write out a second note. And he agrees. So by writing out the second note, that automatically is mevatel the first note. Yeah. So why don't we say the same thing over here in the case of the take two ksubas? That if you wrote out a second ksuba, presumably you have similar considerations like you were saying before, the shibudim on the lekuchais. Wouldn't it be logical to go and say that they agreed to go and mevatel the first ksuba, and therefore you should only have to collect on the second ksuba? Why does it say in the Mishnah you can collect on one, which is mashma, ibai b'hai gavya, couldn't Rav Nachman of Shmuel, you can only collect on the second. Very good. Emphany more love, it will amir a papa. O moid Rav Nachman, di oisiv bei dikla, li tesefes kas veyoch, and ami bida oisivla. Rav Papa said, even Rav Nachman would agree that the fact that you write out a second note doesn't automatically annul the first note if you added something new to the second note. Meaning, you have over here our case of the malva and the loiva, the mashal, where the loiva says to the malva, I really, it's terrible, I can't go and borrow any more funds and this and that. So then the malva says, okay, I'm willing to go and take a new note, but what sweetener can you throw into that second note? And he says, okay, since you're willing to go and give away all the shibudim, all the liens, I'll throw an extra dikla, I'll throw an extra tree. This, of course, it's even more shaykh to say if you're talking about mushal, a mecher, if you have a sale together with a purchase of a piece of property. And here too we're concerned about liens of loans going on that piece of property. So now, I bought the property a long time ago, and therefore that was before any of the loans. since I bought that property, so none of the loans will establish a lien on that property, right? The person who's borrowing funds, he's never desperate. So first he went and liquidated a lot of his assets to collect funds, to be able to collect funds, whatever, to be able to go and pay all of his debts and stuff, all of his creditors. Good. So one of those properties he sold a long time ago, before he started doing all these borrowings under notes. And then, now the person Nebuchadnezzar is Univavian, he goes back to that original person to whom he sold the property, and he said, "Can you do me a favor? Let's tear up the old note, transfer document that shows that I transferred this document, this karka. We'll reestablish that I transferred it today. The karka is today." The problem, of course, is that there are pre-existing loans, and those
and
loans
shadow onto this new transaction.
Well, put a lien on this. But as a sweetener, I go and give you another dollar amas. I give you another tree. I give you another 10% of field. So therefore, although you're losing all of these liens, yeah, because after you're losing the liens, these liens are now going to go and attach to the property. But you have nothing to worry about. I'll take care of them. You know, I'm an honest guy. I work hard. I'll work double time. I'll take care of all the liens. In the meantime, you're getting a sweetener. I'm giving you another 10%. They give you a dikla. So what did Rav Nachman say? What did our papa say? The mighty Rav Nachman, he always made dikla. They said this gospel. Ah, hachanam it always in law. The case of our Mishnah, although it didn't say in the Mishnah, the shtei ksubas, one ksuba was for the mayim asayim together with a tesefes of $1,000, and the second was a mayim asayim and a tesefes of $1,500, but it was a later date. So, you're right, Brother Shai, as you pointed out, it's better to have the first shtar, because in case there are no b'nei choyrin at the time of the
collection,
either because of a get or because of Misa, so you're much better off with the first shtar, because you have liens on all the kakois that were there at the time. On the other hand, the second one is a better shtar, because you get another $500. So therefore, says our Mishnah,
if
you go and add to the Ksuba,
in the case of a loan,
The loan was, but you're forfeiting. There's no consideration being given.
There's no more money given. It's just that the transfer. He sold the property. Ruvain sold the property to Shimon. He sold him the field. Now a year later, he's saying, look, he said, will you reconstitute the transfer of title so that to the present date? But I'll add an extra corner, an extra lot, so that now all the earlier your property is no longer protected from Shibudim.
So that's the case of Mecher.
Right.
What about of a loan document?
He's saying, loan document, if you go and agree to go and give, we'd have to look up the Gemara over there where it discusses this in greater detail. But even in the case of a loan document, you're giving new consideration. What's the new consideration? I'm forfeiting all of the
shibudim
that until now it was exempt from liens. Now they will be susceptible to liens. Okay, so since you're giving that, that's a major benefit to me. That's the only reason why I'm asking you to write out a note.
The amount I owe you?
So therefore, no, or I'm giving you an extra benefit. Okay. Adding on. Okay. But it's not the only problem with Ribbis, as we'll see Mitchum over the is aganotalei for the time. Here we're not talking about the time of waiting, here we're talking about new consideration. Anyway, so bottom line is that's why in our Mishnah it says you can collect on either one. It's talking about the second ksuba was more generous than the first ksuba.
Tanabat. So therefore, he has his choice either way.
She has a choice.
She has a choice
to go and collecting on the first one and then collecting less.
Normally, we would say it's mavato, but here in this case we don't.
Because the exudikla, it's not mavato. Exactly right. Perfect. Tanabat. Hoitzia get uksuba umisa. Now, obviously, you cannot go and produce misa. However, says the bottom Rashi, the Eide Misa. She brought Eide Misa. And, Ubo Ligvois is Rashi, the Rashi, the last Rashi, Ubo Ligvois takes Sumas. Achas Pateris Kershin, the Achas Pateris Homanus. In other words, here we're not talking about a case like the Ahmed Aleph, where this was all phony baloney.
She actually was married twice.
She's married twice. So Yitzia get Uksuba, the Ksuba from the original marriage, and now she wants to go and collect Umisa on the Eide Misa, Nebuch, that the husband eventually passed away the second time after they remarried. So she wants to go and collect two ksubis, one based on the original get, that termination of the first marriage, and now go and collect a ksuba based on the termination of the second marriage. So now let's see what documentation.
We said just before, you need, in that situation where you remarried, you had to have two ksubis. That was the beginning of the Mishnah, wasn't it?
Beginning of the Mishnah was Shnei Gittin, Shnei Ksubas.
Yeah.
Now, Shnei Ksubas. What was the last case in the Mishnah? Oy Ksuba v'get umisa enegoy ve'el Ksuba achas. If it was a case of that it was a Ksuba mitaget, and then unfortunately he died, and she's only able to produce a single Ksuba, and she says, I want to go and collect twice.
Right.
One on the original get, and now on the second one. She can only collect once. Why? Says Rashi, says the Mishnah, right. It's talking about a situation where they didn't write out a second Ksuba, but they were relying on that first Ksuba, which was never paid. And this just travels along, passes along from the first marriage and the second marriage. Which is, by we have this, of course, by Yibam, every time by a Yibam. Exactly. So therefore, it just goes along. So now, what's the date in these ksubas? If the date of the original ksuba predates the date of the original get, then obviously that was a ksuba from the first marriage. Apparently didn't write out a second ksuba, and therefore it just goes from marriage to one, like we had in the Mishnah. Here, however, in get, that means the date of the get preceded the ksuba. Now you don't normally write out a ksuba after a get.
That's a prenup like you've never seen.
So what must be the case of the top Rashi? How impressive look, ksuba shaded. Obviously there was a second ksuba.
Yeah.
Ah, so it's like the first case of the Mishnah. Shnei gittin, u'shnei ksubas. See, she doesn't have the ksuba in her hand, but she has the day. Later ksuba.
And the day testifies it was a second ksuba.
Exactly right. And we know for a fact that the second marriage terminated. We don't have a get, but we have Nebuch Edimisa. Yeah. We know that the first marriage terminated because Nebuch, she has a get. So what do you do then? Shnei ksubas. Then you can go and collect twice. Ksuba for the first marriage, ksuba for the second marriage. However, ksuba could never still get. If the ksuba's date was prior to the get, so then the reason why there was not a second ksuba
is
exactly. Like we learned in the Mishnah.
God.
Wonderful day of the wayside. It should be continued tomorrow.